Chapter 8 Of the Divine Office During the Night. Making due allowances for circumstances, the brethren will rise during the winter season, that is, from the calends of November till Easter, at the eighth hour of the night, so that, having rested till a little after midnight, they may rise refreshed. The time, however, which remains over after the night office, matins, will be employed in the study by those of the brethren who still have some parts of the Psalms and the lessons to learn. But from Easter to the aforementioned calends, let the hour for celebrating the night office, matins, be so arranged that after a very short interval, during which the brethren may go out for the necessities of nature, the morning office, lauds, which is to be said at the break of day, may follow presently. Chapter 9 How many psalms are to be said at the night office? During the winter season, having in the first place said the verse, Deus in agitorium meum intende, Domine, ad adjuvandum me festina. There is next to be said three times, Domine, labia mea aperis, et os meum annuntiabit laudem tuam. To this the third psalm and the Gloria are to be added. After this, the 94th psalm, with its antiphon, is to be said or chanted. Hereupon let a hymn follow, and after that six psalms with antiphons. When these and the verse have been said, let the abbot give the blessing, all being seated on the benches. Let three lessons be read alternately by the brethren from the book on the reading stand, between which let three responsories be said. Let two of the responsories be said without the Gloria, but after the third lesson, let him who is chanting say the Gloria. When the cantor beginneth to sing it, let all rise at once from their seats in honor and reverence of the Blessed Trinity. Let the inspired books of both the Old and the New Testaments be read at the night offices, as also the expositions of them which have been made by the most eminent Orthodox and Catholic fathers. After these three lessons with their responsories, let six other psalms follow, to be sung with Alleluia. After these, let the lessons from the Apostle follow, to be said by heart, then the verse, the invocation of the litany, that is, Kyrie eleison, and thus let the night office come to an end. Chapter 10 How the office is to be said during the summer season. From Easter till the calends of November, let the whole psalmody, as explained above, be said, except that on account of the shortness of the nights, no lessons are read from the book. But instead of these three lessons, let one from the Old Testament be said from memory. Let a short responsory follow this, and let all the rest be performed as was said, namely, that never fewer than 12 psalms be said at the night office, exclusive of the third and the 94th psalm. Chapter 11 How the night office is to be said on Sundays. For the night office on Sunday, the monks should rise earlier. At this office, let the following regulations be observed, namely, after six psalms and the verse have been sung, as we arranged above, and all have been properly seated on the benches in their order, let four lessons with their responsories be read from the book, as we said above. In the fourth responsory only, let the Gloria be said by the cantor, And as soon as he beginneth it, let all presently rise with reverence. After these lessons, let six other psalms with antiphons and the verse follow in order as before. After these, let there be said three canticles from the prophets, selected by the abbot, and canted with Alleluia.